February is Black History Month, and an exhibit at the National Historic Trails Interpretive Center in Casper is displaying photos and artifacts of a little-known piece of Wyoming history, an all-Black town founded and then abandoned in the early 20th century. Sean Wade is responsible for temporary exhibits and tours at the center. He told me the history of Empire, Wyoming.
Empire was a short-lived Black community on the Wyoming-Nebraska border. It existed between 1908 and 1920, comprised of primarily two families that headed west from Nebraska in 1908 in search of equality and economic opportunity.
I mean, it was the state motto, right? The equality state.
Absolutely. And I think that was one of the key principles that guided these folks west and that they expected to find here in Wyoming.
What did they find?
Well, oftentimes I think that certainly life was not easy for them. I don't know if there are any real clear cases of overt racism, but undoubtedly that life was challenging to be, you know, a minority group here in Wyoming at that time.
Were there other towns like Empire throughout the western U.S. in the late 19th and early 20th centuries?
I think there were a scattering of, and this was part of a movement of exodusters, they call them, Blacks, that kind of scattered to the west, to the wind, trying to find a place of their own, so to speak. You know, and that's kind of really the whole theme of the west, is wide open space. Opportunity, you know, freedom, room, freedom of movement, and all these are things I think that appealed to the Spies and Taylor families.
This town only lasted about 12 years. What happened to it?
Well, I think that eventually the Empire community, I think the folks just kind of gave up on it and went back to Nebraska. I think they just found a point of futility. You know, it's visited the site last fall, and it's an interesting area. It's the drainage area from the Spoon Butte landmark there in Goshen County, and kind of at the headwaters of Sheep Creek there that drains out of Spoon Butte. It's high, dry desert grass land that looks like very hard pan clay soil. Then as you move south to the south end of the community, it gets the creek becomes more lush and there's trees and you can see that crops could be grown in that other area. But parts of this are certainly pretty barren.
What happened to the families?
Well, I know I can speak to the Spies family. I believe they vacated. They went back to the Cherry County area in Nebraska. That is the only one that I'm pretty certain of what the outcome was.
Do they have any descendants or oral histories of the place?
No, very little is known. Of course, there's a few of them buried there in the Sheep Creek Cemetery. And so information is just, it's kind of hard to track down. I owe a lot personally to Todd Gunther that wrote the article on Empire and had it published there in the Nebraska History magazine. And his article, his work that he pulled together, years of research and just very, very well written. And reading that really excited me and compelled me to look into the story a little further.
Had you personally heard of Empire, Wyoming before hearing through these articles about it?
I had not, and that's a curiosity to myself. I grew up in Goshen County, and in fact, only a few miles north of this community there, north of the Spoon Butte area. I find it just odd that this wasn't a thing that I'd been told about in school or my family talked about or anything. It just evidently was not on anybody's radar.
Why do you think Empire, Wyoming was lost to history?
Well, you know, as is many places here in Wyoming, when the people leave and the buildings crumble and the foundations are gone, you know, the earth just seems to kind of reclaim the area and then reclaim the history as well. And that's what I appreciate people like Todd that, you know, that are keeping it alive and making it interesting to other folks.
Wyoming was then and remains to this day an overwhelmingly white state. Considering that this is Black History Month, what lessons do you think Empire Wyoming has?
Well, I think the revitalization of the story, like we mentioned, you know, keeping the history alive. I don't think that anybody needs to be ashamed of the history here in Wyoming or embarrassed by it, but definitely aware of it. And I hope that, you know, with our exhibit here and with Gunther's work and his program Saturday at 1 o'clock here at the Trail Center, that it just kind of keeps the story alive. And by doing that, we remember these people and, you know, their struggles and their frustrations and so forth as homesteaders.
Sean Wade with the National Historic Trails Interpretive Center, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure.
The National Historic Trails Interpretive Center will be holding a talk on Empire Wyoming by Central Wyoming College professor Todd Gunther this Saturday at 1 p.m. The event is free and open to the public.